Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of the androgynous, and here we're going to say ways in which the androgynous is legally equal to men and women. The Mishnah says, Shavala Nashim, Vila Nashim, Ketzad. How is the androgynous legally the same as both men and women? We'll have a total here in the Mishnah of six ways. They're as follows. Number one, Chayav al nizko ki ish v'isha. If a person injures a androgynous or damages his property, so then the perpetrator has to make the compensation as he would whether his victim were a man or a woman. Second of all, v'chayav b'chol hanizakin ki ish v'isha. Same goes if the person doing the damaging, meaning the one who injures his friend or who damages his friend's property, is an androgynous, so that androgynous is liable to the normal consequences of injuring or damaging someone's property, like anybody else. Third, v'ha-horeg b'mezid neherag, b'shoge golare miklat. Now, if someone actually kills an androgynous, the consequences are the same as if he would kill any other person, male or female, meaning that if it's b'mezid, that means the murderer intentionally killed his victim, and there are witnesses who gave him proper warning, etc. So then the consequences are capital punishment. The punishment for murder is execution by saif, that's beheading. Saif means a sword. Beheading, so that's what, if a person kills an androgynous, so the consequences, if the other conditions are met, is saif, beheading. And b'shogeg, if a person accidentally killed a androgynous. So then, as the rules are set forth in Maseches Makos primarily, under particular conditions where there's some level of culpability, but it was still not intentional for the murder to happen. So then, gol la'are miklat, the rule is that the murderer, inadvertent murderer, has to be exiled to one of these cities of refuge, as is described in detail elsewhere. But the point is, it's the same, whether the victim is androgynous or regular male or female. Next, v'imo yeshevis alav dam tohar kanashim v'chanashim. The mother of the androgynous observes the halachas of the woman who gave birth, the oledis, and the rules of dam tohar, whether like a male and a female. Now, I'll explain it quickly. The rules are that if a woman gives birth to a boy, so then for 7 days she'll be tamea. The blood that comes out of her is considered dam tameh. After that point, for the next 33 days, meaning from day 8 to 40, even if she's bleeding, that is called dam tohar, and it doesn't make her tameh. Okay, so she can, even though she still has blood coming out of her, she can go to the mikvah and be tohara, etc. If the woman gave birth to a female, a daughter in other words, so then instead of 7 days, for 14 days, her blood is considered tameh, and then after that, for the next 66 days, meaning from day 15 to day 80, even if she continues to bleed, that's called dam tohar, and it doesn't make her tameh, meaning she can still be with her husband, etc. Now, if an androgynous is maybe a man and maybe a woman, so that means we're machmir for both, and that will mean if a woman gives birth to an androgynous, the first week, the blood is for sure tamea because that's true for males and females. For the second week, if it had been a boy, the second week of blood, meaning the 8 to 14, I should say, would be dam tohar. But if it was a female, so then the mother would be tamea, and therefore that second week we still treat her to be tamea misafik. Then from days 15 to days 40, regardless of if it were a male or a female child, it's dam tohar, and therefore she'll be tahora, go to the mikvah, etc. And after day 40, meaning from day 41 to day 80, on the possibility that it was a female, so then she'll be tamea again, misafik. Maybe she's tamea, maybe not. After day 80, she can wrap that up and become totally tahora, completely, as the halacha is applied to a woman who gave birth. So that's the point of the mission here, that she'll have some leniencies of dam tohar, as applied, as I just described. The next, v'nochel b'kotche ha'gvul ka'anashim v'chanashim. This is in contrast to the previous mission where we said that the androgynous doesn't get kotche mikdash. The portions of meat, etc., that are given out and must be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash area. There are other gifts given to Kohanim that are given and do not need to be consumed in the Beis HaMikdash or even in Yerushalayim. Among those are Truma, Trumas Maaser, and Challah. Truth is also, there are other Matanos Behema, like other gifts of the animal, which is really the Zeruah L'Chayim and Keva, and also the Reishis Agez, the first of the shearings. Those gifts, the Truma, etc., Challah, and so on, gifts can be given to a male or female Kohen outside of Yerushalayim and can be consumed over there. So the point of the Mishnah here is that when you're giving your local neighbor Kohen his Truma, Trumas Maaser, Challah, Matnas Behema, or Reishis Agez, so you can give it to a male or a female or an androgynous. An androgynous is just like a male or female. Okay. And finally, Vaha Omer, if one says he takes the neder, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, Sheze Ish V'Isha, then Hareze Nazir, then he becomes a Nazir. Now, as you probably know, the letter Vav in Hebrew is a coordinating conjunction, which could mean either and, or it could mean or. In English, we have two different words for those. We have others too, like but and yet, etc., which have different implications. In Hebrew, the vav can mean and, or, can mean also but and yet as well, frankly. So the way that the Rush learns this is that the vav here is an or. So that means if a person takes a neder and he says, I am a nazir if this androgynous is either a male or a female, the halacha is that he is indeed a nazir because it's true that the androgynous is indeed either a male or a female. There are others who learn that the vav here means and, meaning if a person says, I'm a nazir if this is both a male and a female, so then those mafarshim learn that he is a nazir. So that case, let me speak it out for a second. Two guys are walking down the street, they see an androgynous. Mr. A says, oh my gosh, that person is a male and a female together. And the second guy says, no, he isn't. That's impossible. There's no such thing. If that guy's a male and a female, then I'm a nazir. So that second person is indeed another nazir because the androgynous is legally in some ways like a male, in some ways like a female. And therefore, it's true that he is both male and female. And that's how others learn this last piece of the Mishnah.